I think the Old Testament is, you know, when we think of Old Testament, New Testament, most people, well, they just click into the New Testament. They know stories of Jesus, Paul, Peter. And they go, oh, this is amazing. And some of those stories people know really well. Some of those stories that people don't know well. But I think the Old Testament is one of those hidden gems. And it's not really a hidden gem. It's there for anyone to read. But people don't tend to go back because old seems to be the off-put. You go, nah, I'm just not going to go there. Whereas I think when we look through the Old Testament, there are incredible characters. There are incredible inspirational people, you know, of things that they have done. So we can automatically think of David. Or we might go to somebody so bizarre as like Nehemiah, you know, and different people who were inspired by God and motivated by God to do something that was completely extraordinary. And out of nothing, something amazing came from. And so I think that there's a lot for young people to learn from, you know, I'm a big movie buff. I love DC Comics, Marvel and all that sort of stuff. And so I see all these mythological, phenomenal heroes. But I think a lot of them are inspired by people that we read through in the Bible.
But, I mean, do people look back at the Old Testament and think those are very different times? I mean, we had a much, we had a belief in a much more vengeful God. There seemed to be a lot more, you know, war and anger about it. Like, you know, they didn't have concepts of things like human rights and stuff like that. You know, you're looking at a very different time, a very different morality.
I think the morality was exactly the same as what it is today. I think there are people whose rights were not being looked for. People didn't care. People were very selfish. They were very one-track mind, which is me. And I think actually when people look upon God as being the vengeful God of the Old Testament, I would submit that people then don't really know who God is in the Old Testament. Because there's no difference between the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. If Jesus is the blueprint, is the heartbeat of who God the Father is, well then I think people have serious misunderstandings of who God the Father is in the Old Testament. I used to think that of myself as a teenager, that God the Father was a very angry God. Jesus was the one I wanted to hang out with because he seemed really cool. And the Holy Spirit, just very weird, so no thanks. Whereas I think that was a really bad understanding of who God is. So the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit, they all promote love. They all promote human rights. They all promote for people to know who they are and their identity in God. So I think looking at the Old Testament, there were very different times. There's a lot that's different in that they didn't have technology and they didn't have all the amazing things that we would say are amazing for today. But I would think that people back then were maybe more intelligent, and yet because they had to work things out and figure things out on a bigger scale because they didn't have the equipment that we have. And yet there was still madness. I mean, so we look at the story in Genesis of the Tower of Babel. You know, when God saw, boy, these guys are smart. I mean, they can do anything here. So we need to, you know, confuse their language, you know, because their motives aren't good. And I think from that aspect of his understanding, well, why did God do that? Because he saw they're going to bring destruction upon themselves. And that seems to be the human story. And since Jesus then entered into the human story when he did, I think it's given people a different mindset as to how we can live out this human story with God, and how we were meant to live it out from the very beginning of time, as we read the very beginning of Genesis.
Yeah. But I mean, some of the stories in the Old Testament, again, are a little bit extraordinary. I mean, and you know, there was a recent case of a guy who went into a cage with lions, and he said he was inspired by Daniel. And you know, that sometimes if you were to take some of the Old Testament stories literally, people would think you were crazy, or you would go to some kind of crazy extreme, like the guy who went into the cage with the lions.
Yeah, I think, again, looking at his context, there's a guy in Johannesburg, I think, into that the Cougar Park, and he goes, oh, I'm filled with the Spirit, and I can do this, and God will protect me. And he got bit, his bum was bitten by this lion, you know, he was trying to escape. And I go, yeah, did God really call you that? No. And he, looking back, was like, no, God didn't tell me I could, I just thought I could. And I think people can look back at some of these stories in the Old Testament and think, are they real? Are they not? There's some great historical fact, not just in Scripture, but in the history books as such, for a lot of these things happening. And I think when we look at stories like David and Goliath, you know, one that comes to mind of this little boy who is going to go against this big behemoth of a man. And how are you going to defeat him? Well, who defeated him? Was it David or was it God? God called him. God put on his heart to do this. And he was doing it because God had said for him to do this. So I think it's understanding, well, what is God's call? And are there crazy things like this that happen today? I believe there are. I mean, I think all we need to do is look through the internet, you know, go through YouTube and go through different stories that we might read, and something bizarre that happens. And we can either attribute it to God or just go, oh man, that's very bizarre, or whatnot. But I think God is a good God, and God wants his name to be known and for his story to be told. And I believe that story can be told not just through Old Testament figures, but through us today in the generation that we have of the amazing, incredible achievements that we can do. And yet attributing that to God, say, well, where is God in this part of my story? And so when we look at the Old Testament, I think we see Abraham, I think we see Joseph, I think we see Moses, we see all these different characters where they were picked out of such random obscurity and then placed into phenomenal situations that there was, I didn't choose this, this chose me. And when they say this chose me, it was like God has brought me to this place to be a hero for these people, as flawed as I am, because there's no perfect hero, even in the mythology of comic land, there's no perfect hero. Superman can be deemed to be the perfect hero, but he has his flaws as well, you know. And I think there's a great humanity in that, but that's where the dependence on God comes in, and what it is to be the hero that God has called us to be, not the one that we may want to be.
Yeah. And I mean, there is a perennial trend within those stories where, as you say, it's somebody who seems not very significant, or they're inconspicuous or whatever, and then suddenly they're lifted up and they're in this heroic position. I mean, that sort of resonates very deeply with us, doesn't it? It's the same like that David and Goliath story, like, you know, being the sort of underdog that takes on this huge system or this like huge army or something.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to be special. Everybody wants to have those moments where they stand out, or they look like they've saved the day, or whatever it is. I think everyone has the desire to be something better, to be something greater. And I think, you know, looking at Moses as the example, he thought he could bring freedom. And so he kills a taskmaster, and he realizes, I can't do it. Aren't you the guy that killed? You know, and he freaks out and he runs off. And for 40 years then, he's left away being a shepherd, just doing his thing. Comes across this burning bush, and it's like God saying, I want you to bring freedom to my people. This is what I'm going to do. He's like, well, who am I? And he has all these questions for God, saying, No. And so it's almost like God saying, yeah, step up to the plate now. I want you to do this. And Moses, oh, no, I've got these questions. And God every time comes back with a loving answer. Well, do this or do that, or I'll be here, or I'll be there. And I think that there's a beauty in that, in where we're all created for something so much more. And yet I think for so many of us, we live a life of second guessing or being second best. And I think we're okay with that, because dare we put our head above and say, I want to step up to the plate? The fear is man is going to put us down. Whereas actually, if we had a better fear of God, and when I say fear, I mean that respect, that love, that desire going, if I was to listen to the voice of God, what impact would that have? Not just on me, but on those around. What can I do that can actually bring freedom to those around me? And I think that's the beautiful stories that we can see and learn from, where Moses, and he still wasn't perfect as he went, and yet he's deemed to be so humble and so amazing in God's sight, and he still made his mistakes. And I think we can learn from that, and we can learn and we can be inspired by that. I don't think it means that I should go to another part of the world and say, right, I'm here to bring freedom, you know, but I only do that if God has actually placed that call in my heart.